For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Borussia Dortmund have won the European Cup Winners' Cup.
You can feel the passion, the emotion.
And Dortmund, against all the odds, are European champions.
Heya BVB fans, welcome to Believe in Borussia, your source for Borussia Dortmund infos in the US. My name is Thilo, this is our episode number 25, and it is a very special one because we have a very special guest, but more on that in just a second. So the season is in full swing now and we have busy weeks ahead. There's the Champions League starting, league games on the weekend for the men. And now, for the first time in its 111-year history, for the women as well. Yes, Borussia Dortmund finally has a women's team, and I got you, the woman who made it all possible, who's pulling the strings in the back. Why, how, when, and what? We'll discuss that in a moment, and of course we'll also have our weekly fan chat, this time returning from Canada back to the American heartland in Kansas City. But before we continue, a short message from our sponsor. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football, soccer, sports. So head to the website or use your mobile device, sign up today, receive your 100% welcome bonus, that's double your initial deposit. Just for signing up, don't forget to use the promo code NFL100. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So today we have two guests on our show, and we're going to start with our fan chat. If you are out there and you have a fan club or a Borussia Dortmund congregation in North America you want to talk about, just hit us up, send us a DM on Twitter, on Instagram, what have you, and let us know and talk to us on the show. So today I'm talking with Andrew from Kansas City, or in Kansas City, I should probably say. And Andrew, why don't you tell us a little bit just about yourself and how you started becoming a fan of Borussia Dortmund?
Well, I'm from a small town outside of Kansas City, but I do live in Kansas City proper. How I actually started being a Dortmund fan was around 2007. We get foreign exchange students from around the world, and there was a couple of German kids coming in. And at my brother's age, there was a gentleman, I can't remember his full name, but I remember his name being Tim. And he was from Dortmund, actually. And he would talk to my brother about how, like, Dortmund is his favorite club. And he would get into little rants about us, like, having our phone service be T-Mobile because T-Com and T-Mobile being part of Bayern Munich. So he always talked about that. And so I followed them a little bit while I was having my first love with Manchester United. And then throughout the years, I've just became more accustomed to Dortmund because I just love the German game and how it's not all the pomp and circumstance and the rich fancy pants of the English league. So I've just fell in love with them more and more. And I would have to say, like, my official fandom would be right around 2016, 2017.
All right. So to reiterate, basically there was one crazy Dortmund fan. Well, just a normal Dortmund fan, really, who referenced anything and everything to Dortmund. And by that, I mean the club, not the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I put him on the map for you. And then you were like, every time you saw them, you were like, oh, this is this team again.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to say, like, as a 29-year-old, like, growing up in the mid-2000s, FIFA in the FIFA video game, I should say, was really the catalyst to start, the growth of my love of the sport. And that happened with a lot of people around my age. So, a bunch of people, of course, they went to the English Premier League like I did. But when we started to play games against your friends, you're like, I'm kind of tired of playing this one team. Let's mess around a little bit. So my second team, always, Dortmund. So I always play as Manchester United. Then we're like, okay, I'll be Dortmund. And the person might pick Barcelona or Real Madrid or any other Premier League team. And I'm still, at this time, this was Dortmund being probably like a 3 or 4 star club on the game. Well, he's still choosing 5 stars. And I'm still beating the kid either like 3-0, 3-1. And it was just fun to play as Dortmund because it wasn't a big team. It showed how I can like be versatile while playing the game. And I think that just later on solidified, okay, this is my German club. Then to, okay, this is my club to follow.
Got it. I mean, yeah, when in 2007, Dortmund was relatively dire, but I mean, things picked up, you know, right after that with Klopp coming in 2008 and then obviously culminated in the championships in 2011 and 2012. So, okay. So we got that how you got from being, you know, a kid from a small town in around Kansas City to becoming a Dortmund fan to, you know, liking this club and picking as your personal favorite. How do you go from there to starting a fan club?
Well, I have to say that I am not the person that started the fan club here in Kansas City. I would consider myself as maybe the club liaison to us, or some people would see me as, you know, main part of leadership. But the person that I would really have to credit the start of Brunnenstadt here for Kansas City, his name is Jason Rose, and he started right around, I would have to say, 2012 to 2013. He became a fan a long time ago for Dortmund. But he's tried to start a fan club around that time in 2012 and 2013 and growing it, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. And we started like at this place called the Football Club. Well, I guess as another person in our Kansas City Bundesliga group calls it Soccer Applebee's. So just as he says, the look of it on the inside was just like an Applebee's filled with soccer memorabilia. So they were there, and he was started out there with the club. And then as we started to grow and as we get as they got people there, then we moved to our current location, which is KC Beer Co., which is a nice brewery that does German brews to the T. I could get more into that, but we're here about the soccer. So we're at this nice German brewery in Kansas City watching the Bundesliga with, having Dortmund on and the other clubs with that. And I think it was right at 2016, we officially became an official club for Dortmund.
Got it. So basically, you all, to different degrees, were into Dortmund following the Bundesliga and just, you know, the whole soccer community in general. And then it, I guess, solidified over meeting over and over again and having a good time and then just being like, let's make this official.
Yes.
Great. All right. So how many people are within your crew now? Like, is there a lot of fluctuation, or is there like a core group? Give us an idea of, like, you know, like how many people are coming and hanging out, watching football with you.
With the core group, it's about five. And that just depends on what's going on that weekend, because, you know, everybody's busy. Everybody has, you know, either business or families to take care of. But there's always five that go in the mornings. And then it just fluctuates depending on what time the game is, who's playing and all that stuff.
So for a big game, say, all right, the classic, I don't know, Bayern Munich, for example, 12:30 or 11:30, I guess, at your destination. Can you turn the place inside out?
The thing about that is that we get about 10 to 15 for Der Klassiker, or maybe 20 if we're lucky. We do shut the place out because, again, being part of the, just as a Bundesliga as a whole, everybody shares one place. So it looks like ketchup and mustard at KC Beer Co. for that match. And it's packed to the T. It's packed. And I really enjoy it because when I followed United religiously and I go out to places to watch, like, if it's a big match, we get, you know, a nice sized group. But I like it when both teams, both fan clubs come together and they just heckle one another and watch a great game while we have great beers and some delicious vice versa there.
Well, that sounds like a good time for sure. So just for the record, can you maybe state just the address and, you know, where you guys are meeting? So where can we meet this Bundesliga place?
So where we meet is 79th and Warnell, which will be South Kansas City. And it's just right off of Warnell. And to me, I know a bunch of people that are listening to this are big, big Dortmund fans. Of course, come in if you're coming into the city. We'll be there always on Saturdays. Sundays is a little bit tricky, but if we stay in the Champions League, we will have Saturday matches. But to the person that's like, okay, I don't have a club, Dortmund's there, but you still want to just hang out with just a general Bundesliga crowd, come on over. We have a person that's a Leverkusen fan. We have a Werder Bremen fan, which, bless his soul for going through that gut-wrenching season last year. And we just have a nice collective of people that like different teams. So we kind of just come together, enjoy not only our clubs, but the Bundesliga as a whole.
That sounds amazing. And how could somebody get in touch with you if they just wanted to make sure you're there, or, you know, or maybe link up with the fan club?
So we have a Twitter and a Facebook group under the same name, Die Brunstad Kansas City. For Twitter, just follow us there, just a simple ad. If you're going to follow us on Facebook, perfect. You'll have to send me an invitation, and I'll add you right then and there. If you tell us that you found us through this, I would love to know, just to see how far this reaches out, and I would love to see where we can go from here.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, maybe we should also clarify what your name actually signifies, because I guess not everybody is fluent in German.
Which is funny, because I don't know German real well, but half of our Dortmund group knows German, and half of the Bundesliga group knows German. So Die Brunnenstadt, or Brunnenstadt, means Fountain City. And how Jason came up with that name is that our city nickname, Kansas City, is the City of Fountains. I believe we have, I think it's the most fountains in the United States. I can't say world. So we have the most fountains here in the United States, which kind of rivals Paris, France. So we also get the moniker Paris of the Plains because of the fountains.
things you learn when you talk about Borussia Dortmund. Man, okay, Fountain City. I gotta check that out. So maybe to wrap this up, is there anything you want to share with the fans out there? Something, you know, that's special about your club or maybe an experience you had together? Hit me.
For us being in the middle of the country, I know you've talked to people in Baltimore, you've talked to Los Angeles, you've talked to San Francisco. I'm blanking on other names, but here in the middle of the United States, where people think these are just flyover states where we just want, where you just want to go to the coast, we have a nice solid group of people that are determined, that are passionate about Borussia Dortmund and other fan clubs as well. And we want to welcome anybody that wants to join in for a nice half liter and a vice versa and a pretzel on a Saturday morning and just be raucous for 90 minutes.
Hey, you got me sold and it sounds very inviting. So here, I would love to also come around these ways at some point. I have to admit, I think the furthest I've been into that area was maybe, I don't know, Kentucky, Indiana. So I still have ways to go when it comes to the central US. But what better way to do it than, you know, hang out with a bunch of rowdy Dortmund fans?
Yeah, come to the heartland of America, the heartland of the Borussia Dortmund fan club of the United States.
Awesome. Will do. Andrew, thank you so much for being on and sharing the Brunnenstadt Borussen here on Believe in Borussia.
Thank you.
And now, without further ado, the conversation you have been waiting for. We've all witnessed history Sunday the 12th of September when the BVB ladies played the club's first ever official women's league game, and they did it in style, winning an 8-0 triumph. We pre-recorded this interview to accommodate Svenja, who's extremely busy, as you can imagine, running a soccer department at a club like Borussia Dortmund. So I'm super grateful and happy that she agreed to do the interview in English, so all of you soccer and women's soccer fans out there, and I know there is a lot here in North America, can get the real inside scoop straight from the source. It is my great pleasure to have with us today Svenja Schlenker from Borussia Dortmund, who heads the women's soccer team department at Borussia Dortmund. And the team will start into its first maiden season this very year. So a great pleasure to have her on. And we're going to speak about a little bit about Svenja herself, the history of the team, some of its goals. So I can't wait to get started. Svenja, thank you so much for being here.
Hi. nice to be here.
Maybe we can just start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself. What is your background? How do you end up becoming the head of the women's team department at a club like Borussia Dortmund?
Okay, as you already know, my name is Svenja. I'm 38 years old and a BVB fan since I was a young girl, as most of the fans, I think. And I started working for the best club in the world in 2007, so it's more than 14 years now. And until October last year, I was responsible for our youngest and oldest fans and also for our big events. Means it was the kids club, we had a working football team, and if there was a season opening, for example, with over 30,000 fans in front of our stadium, this was my part. And I also played football for many years. I started when I was 14 years old, and when I started working for BVB, I asked myself and of course our board why there's no women's team wearing the black and yellow jersey. So when we decided to establish women's football, I was asked to lead this new department, and here we are, and I'm very happy about that.
Wow. So basically, you did a fantastic job hosting all these family days at Borussia Dortmund. And you've been always in the ear of the board about a women's soccer team. And that's enough? You're just so passionate.
By now I'm only responsible for the women's team. So that's okay.
I think that's a great sign of respect for the body of work that you already had at the club, you know, because knowing Borussia Dortmund a little bit, it's not a club where things are taken lightly and, you know, people are just throw something at the wall and see if it sticks. I think the club always wants to do something the proper way. So they put in proper people, you know, with the needed resources. So you already told us how long you've been with Dortmund, since 2007. Mm-hmm. When did the women's team become more realistic shot? Like, when did this topic first surface and people were responding to you like, Svenja, you know what? We might do it.
Yes, I already told you that the idea was always in our mind, especially on my mind. But our women's handball team was pushed more and more over the years, and our board just focused on them. But in 2019, we noticed that we are not following the right spirit of time, having no women's football team. So we had no answer when we were asked why girls and women aren't able to play football wearing the black and yellow jersey. And in addition to that, we felt our fans are also open-minded about that topic. And that's why we decided to start.
Wow. And I know Reinhard Raubal, the president, is a big handball fan.
Yeah, he is.
Is he also a big champion of the women's soccer team?
Yeah, he has to. No, just kidding. He is, and he joined the team at the first friendly, and he will also take part on Sunday when we have our first match.
Great. So, and I already saw that the ladies supported the handball ladies mm-hmm. in the stand. Yeah. So that's kind of cool to see that there's some, you know, within the club also a little lap over, because I feel like soccer is obviously perceived very isolated or insulated because it's so big, especially the men's team. But there are obviously other departments within the club, and they're also part of Borussia Dortmund and what makes the club tick. So it's nice to see there is a little bit of a back and forth there and a little bit of joint support. Maybe you can talk about the survey that you did and how that whole process got about, because you said there was interest or an openness from the fans, but why did you choose to ask them about it instead of just sort of like coming to an agreement within the club?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think to establish a women's team after so many years of having none was a very big decision. So the board and me decided to ask all of our members over 18 what's their opinion. And our fans wanted us to play women's football. And through the survey, we wanted to make sure they are really interested and stand behind our way, our Dortmund way. We just wanted to know which way to choose and if it's the right way to start in the lowest division. And there was also the option, for example, to buy a license from a club playing already Bundesliga, you know. We just wanted to involve them.
And you did. How was the feedback? How many people participated? Obviously, the choice was to start organically, in a sense, and at the bottom. Yeah. Was that the clear-cut favorite, or was it very close?
Oh, it was really clear. We asked about 50,000 of our members, and 11,000 of them responded. And I think it was about 80% who decided to go the Dortmund way, means to start in the lowest division.
It's pretty cool. And, you know, just for people that don't know, Dortmund has around, I want to say, 155,000 members, give or take.
Yeah.
So you ask a third of them. That's pretty, you know, that's pretty representative sample, I want to say. And I, you know.
Yeah, and a very high response, I think.
Yeah.
That's not normal for other surveys.
if you're in that business of surveying or marketing, you know that it's a pretty decent response rate for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think this has also something to do with women in general being more involved in soccer on and off the pitch, you know, with more fans in the stadium? If you think back to Dortmund when you were, you know, a little girl, it was still a very manly affair in the stadium and, you know, on TV. Do you think this moving a little bit more into the center of society and more women being involved was sort of like the basis for this, the base?
Maybe. As you said, it turned into more female fans. That's true. And more and more girls and women play football. So if I have a look at the stadium on a match day, I would say every fourth person is female. So maybe this is the reason. Yeah.
And the people that ask you, why don't you have a women's team? Where there's all women, or where are men, kids?
Oh, all of them. It was a mixture. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my feeling, because I think, like you said, right, the sign of times where like women's soccer was becoming more and more popular. All big teams started having, if they didn't have already a women's department, they founded one, and if they had one, they started investing more. Do you think, apart from, you know, that very core reasoning of like, hey, you should have a women's department because it's just the right thing to do, it's also a smart business play? Does a top club in Europe have to have a man and a women's department for the future?
Yes, it's a requirement by the fans. Yeah.
Okay, mostly by the fans. So taking it a step back again, maybe you can tell us a little bit what it looked like in assembling the team. So now you decide, okay, we want to start at the bottom. So that means you're not buying any big stars, but you have to find talent, you know, from somewhere to start your team. And then there's also COVID and Corona, so you can't just like walk around and meet people. How did you get the team together?
It was a little bit tricky. First of all, we thought about how should the squad be, and now we have a mixture of young and older, experienced girls from different divisions, and because of the COVID regulations, we were not allowed to see hundreds of players personally one day. This was our dream before, but we had no chance to do that. So we asked all the interested girls to apply by video in the first step. And then we selected 50 of them and scouted respectively 25 on two different days. And I can proudly say our squad includes 24 players for now.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So obviously a big tryout with hundreds or even thousands of girls wasn't possible, but you still apparently saw a lot of talent. How many videos do you get? Do you remember?
It was we got 150, and I think that's a good number, because it's not that easy to shoot a video. That was really okay.
Yeah, because I suppose you asked them quite a bunch of things to do, right? Do like some practices with the ball, go to a pitch. It wasn't a selfie video where they said, hi, my name is so-and-so and I want to play for you.
Yeah, this was a part of it, but they really had to show what they're able to do with the ball on the pitch and so on.
So you basically had to come up with a couple of tasks for them, and then everybody had to do them, and then you compared them video versus video?
Hours by hours. Yeah. It took very much time.
Was it fun all the way, or was it only fun in the beginning and got a little dragged out at the end?
No, it was fun all the time. Also, it took us about 2 days, I think. But
pretty fast.
I was very proud to see all those girls who are really in love with BBB, and most of them said, hey, it's my biggest dream to wear this nice jersey and to play for Borussia Dortmund. So yeah, that was very, very nice to know.
So are all those 24 girls fans of Borussia Dortmund too?
Yeah, they are. I think all of the 150 girls are fans of Borussia Dortmund.
That's pretty cool. A little different than on the men's side, I want to say. A different starting point.
It will change during the years, I think, but at the moment we are fully black and yellow in the whole team.
That's how the men started out too, you know, 1909.
Yeah.
We're all fans. I'm just so curious about that video process though. Like, so now, you've made a decision, you're scouting a team, and then you get to see potential players for the first time after probably doing 1,001 things that had nothing to do with on the pitch soccer. Were you a little concerned that you wouldn't find enough talent, or was it evident at the beginning, like, wow, there are so many good girls, we're going to have a hard time cutting this down?
Yeah, last one. Yeah, it was no problem, and I wasn't anxious at all. I knew from the beginning that it won't be a problem to find a good and ambitious squad.
Are you still playing a little bit in and around Dortmund yourself, so that you knew, or how did you know? You just attend women's soccer games?
I stopped playing, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. And I know some of the girls. For example, I played together with them or against. And I knew that there was always a high interest in playing for BBB one day.
Awesome. And I want to talk about some, you know, of your goals long term later, but just now that you have assembled a team, where do you see them quality wise? I feel they're probably a little better than their league right now. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree totally.
And but where would they come in if they're not like bottom league? What do you think?
I think 2 divisions higher.
That's pretty good. So
yeah. Not all of them, mm-hmm. but maybe half of them. Yeah.
Yeah. That sets the tone for, I guess, the upcoming first official game of the Borussia Dortmund's women team. I saw that you have also a mix of like older and younger girls and women on there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that part of the strategy to sort of like have some veterans, you know, with dependable skill, but also bring in some young ones that maybe are a little rough around the edges, but so they can grow with the team?
Yeah, first of all, it's normal in women's football. Our youngest player is 17 and our oldest is 38. So, but that's quite normal. And yeah, as you said, of course, it would be very nice to have 1 or 2 girls who are starting with us now and go all the way up to the Bundesliga. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Would be a nice story. We will see.
A couple of local heroes that rose from the bottom.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, that's a little bit of that romance that may have been lost here and there, you know, in between some big business of soccer. So, well, that's kind of a question I was asking myself anyway. I see some similarities there in a way in the appeal with the Borussia Dortmund second team, or the amateurs, how they're sometimes still called. Probably the team being a little closer to the base, more approachable by fans. You're just, you know, regular players that also still have jobs and live in and around the city. Do you think that is a strong appeal of the women's team, or do you, I don't know, is there, what's the biggest selling point for you, apart from obviously finally having a women's team? Like, what's their strength? What makes them special?
I just go back to the result of the survey, because it said totally, it was totally clear that our members and fans wanted us to start in the lowest division, because for them it's kind of important to go back to the roots, just having a nice afternoon at old playgrounds with beer and German bratwurst, for example. And it seems to be important to have a counter program to the high class football in Bundesliga and Champions League. That's what I feel. And it's the best way to get this feeling for the fans.
Yeah. And I think it's also just about honesty and integrity in a sense, right? To pay your dues and not cut corners by buying a license. But do it the right way, work for it, and then get rewarded.
Totally true.
So how was the immediate reception from the fans, from the press, from the city? You've had a couple of games so far, friendlies. Has the interest been large? People from all over Germany or even further reached out to you now? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it was totally crazy. I didn't really expect this high interest. Fans came to watch training sessions, and as you know, more than 1,300 fans came to our first friendly. That's pretty crazy, I think. The fans join us on away games, and I think within 5 or 6 weeks, we've had over 18,000 followers on Instagram on our own women's account. And yeah, we had a lot of requests for interviews. Broadcasters joined us, and today I'm talking to you. I'm talking in English, not that good, but I hope you all know what I wanted to say. So crazy times with all this interest from all over the world.
First of all, your English is great. Typical German, always acting like they don't speak English, even though they speak it just fine. Trust me, I'm German. I know what I'm talking about. Secondly, if you're not following the ladies on Instagram yet, do so. You should, because, you know, it gives you a great sort of like peek into the day-to-day of the women's team and the newest addition to the Borussia Dortmund club. And thirdly, question for you, what was the craziest interview or press connection that you had the last couple of weeks?
I wouldn't say craziest. I wouldn't say the biggest one. We have a big TV channel, Sky. Maybe you know this channel also in the US. I don't know.
Yeah, people are probably familiar because of the Premier League.
Yeah, okay, cool. And they joined us to produce an own...
A documentary?
Yeah, just part of a big, it's a documentary of Borussia Dortmund, and we are part of it now. And that's pretty cool, I think.
That is pretty cool. So they followed you around for like a day or a week and sort of like filmed the team?
Yeah, they followed us for, I think, 3 days. One day with just interviews. One day we had a friendly. And they joined us at the training sessions and interviewed some of the players and the coaches and so on.
Well, that brings me to another interesting topic. How is your relationship with the player so close is it? And how are they reacting to all this heightened attention? Because I feel it must be quite a strange feeling for one. You know, like you said, there are some young players, even the older ones, you know, who they are usually doing their job. And now they're playing soccer like they did before, maybe. But all of a sudden, it's Borussia Dortmund and their training camp looks a lot nicer, at least I think. I don't know. When I see the photos, I don't think that's a normal 7th Division women's training camp. And then Sky comes and BBC and ask you all these things. Like, how are they reacting? How they're taking it? And how are you helping them along the way?
First of all, our relationship is pretty good and close. But they accept me as her boss. I'm not their friend, as I know it from my own football career. Mm. I'm not in the team, but I'm there to help the team. And if they have any questions, I will always answer. And the girls really do a pretty good job because, as I said, everything is new for them. Everything is very exciting, and I'm proud of them. Yeah.
So, what's the atmosphere right now in the team? The first official match is coming up. They've been doing the promo tour, the friendlies. Like, what is it? Are they all excited? Are they feeling pressure? What can you tell us from the locker room?
There's a little bit pressure, of course, because on Sunday we have to play for 3 points the first time. But I think the positive excitement is bigger, and they are all looking forward to Sunday. There will be more than 1,000 fans. I think a lot of families from the players, and they will have a very nice support. So hopefully we're gonna win.
I mean, from everything that I hear and saw, I think this is a highly likely occasion. I mean, honestly, you have great talent there. You've given them preparation that I think is not normal for a team in that division. I think we can all, positively aim for, obviously, a promotion and with it, lots of wins. So obviously, soccer is a crazy game, and who knows, a penalty here, something there, and things may swift. But I'm very hopeful. And for fans in the US,
me too.
Well, that's good.
That's good. Yeah, I know.
If you too. And by the way, just out of curiosity, would it be fair to say your position is something similar to what Michael Zorc is with the men, or
something like that? I handle with different jobs at the moment, I think. Maybe a little bit of Michael Zorc. Maybe a little bit of Aki Watzke. Maybe a little bit of Carsten Kramer. Yeah.
Okay. So for everyone else, obviously Zorc, the sporting director, Aki Watzke, our CEO and manager, club manager, and then Carsten Kramer, the head of marketing. So I guess lots of hats to wear in a new department that's still growing themselves. You know, your team is probably also still, only at the beginning. What's your team looking like? It's you and
another colleague. We are a two-man show.
And then the coach, I suppose?
Three coaches and two advisors. It's a former player, Christian Chin. Mm. He played at Borussia Dortmund at the end of the 90s. Yes. And he's now an agent for female players. And he has a big network. So I think in the future this will help us. And we have a former female player, Annika Kran. She's very famous here in this region.
World Cup winner.
Yeah. And yeah, both of them will help me to find a good strategy in middle and long term.
Well, that's pretty cool. And I mean, yeah, Christian Timm, he won, I think, at least the 96 German championship with Dortmund. He was on that squad. He may have already been on there in 95. So, you know, he knows what it takes to win, obviously. And as I just mentioned, Annika Kran, she got capped a ton of times for Germany, won the Euros, won the World Cup. So lots of experience there as well. That's pretty great. And yeah, like you said, that seems like a long-term play because, you know, where we want to start at the bottom, Borussia Dortmund is obviously also a very ambitious club, and that's not where we want to continue playing for the long term. So maybe on that note, can you outline for us a rough timeline of when you want to play first division Bundesliga and what other goals do you have long term? And that could be anything from, I don't know, our own women's stadium, a certain, I don't know, a title that you're, you know, aiming towards, whatever KPI. please hit us.
Oh, it puts some pressure on me to to think about what to say now. Of course, we want to play Bundesliga as fast as possible, but I will never say we want to reach this goal into the next or within the next 7 or 10 years. As fast as possible, that would be great, but it won't get easier the higher we play. And we will come together in October to find a strategy regarding the mid and long term. Means how many teams will we establish in the next year? Should we have younger teams, for example, to have our own stars or our own talents, which can play one day for our women's team? And yeah, the biggest goal for the moment is to win our first match of a season match on Sunday.
Yeah, that's very true. But I guess that's the challenge of your job right now. You have to balance the short-term needs, sort of like with the long-term vision. And I think an academy, especially a girls' academy, would be great. Would that be something that you would also maybe eventually in a couple of years look to extend beyond Germany?
Yeah, that would be great. We already have the academy, the football academy. I think you're familiar with it in the US because there are also training sessions. Maybe we can work together. Maybe we can find a strategy to compare the academy with our young female talents or something like that. And we really have to think about how much we can grow the next years, because you need a lot of infrastructure for that, and that's not given at the moment. So yeah, we will see.
So basically the biggest challenge for you is to become self-sustainable with talent, in a sense. Obviously, mm-hmm. there will also always be transfers, but you want to provide a base of players from within. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And this is the way the boys do. So this stands for BVB.
Yeah. Well, obviously the moniker of having all that young talent doesn't just appear out of thin air. You know, as you said, you have to invest, build the infrastructure, get the coaches, get pitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots of work to do there for you on the horizon.
Of course.
So how can fans in US follow your work, follow the first team? is it possible to watch it somewhere? Is there a streaming opportunity?
Oh, yes, it is. With our own Twitch channel, where all the matches will be streamed, or the home matches will be streamed, hopefully also the away games. We're working on that. And yeah, we already mentioned our Instagram channel. It's at BVB09Frauen. Maybe you can just put it into the show notes. And you can keep yourself updated on our homepage. It's not translated yet, but maybe you can find some information there.
Great. I mean, that's pretty cool that you can watch it too. You know, I feel like obviously it's a very different experience of fandom here. You know, fans here will probably be less about, oh, that's great, I can just walk to the stadium and have a beer, because they can't. But maybe it's similar as in like, hey, I can just turn on Twitch and watch it there instead of having to pay for a broadcaster for this match and for another broadcaster for that match. And yeah, you know, and have it called by probably more Dortmund-friendly staff. And, you know, be obviously within the community that watches those games too, which I think is, you know, likely more intimate than say a Champions League game.
Yeah.
Final question. What was your biggest challenge in getting here to this day, to your first official match?
Pretty hard to answer. I have to think about that. We just had, I think, 6 weeks to come together, to come together as a team, and the development week by week was very high, and I didn't expect that's going that fast. And I of course saw every friendly match, and it got better and better match by match, and that in a very, very short time. So that's what makes me very proud, and that's what I'm surprised of.
Great. So the progress has been much faster than you anticipated.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
that's what I wanted to say.
Well, you did. I just wanted to confirm that we're on the same page. Well, I guess we can all watch the progress you've made on Twitch.
This Sunday.
Sunday at?
3 p.m.
So that's 9 in the morning East Coast, or 6 in the morning Pacific time. But you can watch the stream in real life as well, I'm sure. So if you want to watch it a little later, you should. An historic event, Borussia Dortmund's first time official women's team. It only took a little over 100 years, to get us there. To be fair, it's not all on Dortmund. Obviously, women's soccer had a lot of obstacles to overcome in the last 100 years within the society, within the FA, which forbade women's soccer for a time. Yeah, don't underestimate, I think, the historic impact. And I think you should be very proud. And, you know, thank you for your engagement and putting that thought into the head of the boardroom some 10, 15 years ago. And I hope you will enjoy this too and have a chance to, you know, cheer on it with your colleagues and enjoy it very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. And good luck for the game and for the rest of the season. And we will be closely watching.
Thank you again for tuning in to Believe in Borussia, presented by BetOnline. If you enjoyed this episode and our podcast, please don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Hit that subscribe button. Be sure to be back next week. And until then, a black and yellow shout out across America.
They've done it! Incredible! Unbelievable! Astonishing! Dortmund dances!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.